You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Time is 8:07. It is Tuesday, April the 15th of 2025. Another overcast day. Overcast temperature stands at 36 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Wind chill factor of 28. Still a little bit breezy out there. Northwest winds 12 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And real quickly, and I'm not sure how many folks out there may be tuned in on our AM dial, 1230 WXCO, but this morning, for whatever reason, the sound is a bit distorted. More than a bit distorted, but very distorted on 1230. But it's not on 98.9. We're sounding fine on 98.9. We're sounding fine on our stream, on our Civic Media app. So right now we're just trying to figure out what the issue is on 1230. But if you are somehow tuned in on 1230 and you're hearing the slow voice sounding very, very, very distorted, just flip on over to 98.9 FM or check out WXCO.FM, where we are always streaming as well. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app as well. Plus, we are also available by tuning in on YouTube, youtube.com, and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel there as well. And if you go to YouTube, you can actually go back and watch previous episodes of this program as well. You can be part of the show. Give us a call. Give us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will be talking about another of the theatrical productions that are happening in Central Wisconsin, as we will be talking about 9 to 5, the musical. 9 to 5, the musical, presented by the River and Woods Theater Company. They will have productions at the UWSP at Wausau campus and the Venegas Theater on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we will have a couple of members of the cast coming up at 9:35 this morning, Dan Thompson and Emma Hale. So we'll look forward to that coming up in the second hour of the program. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we're going to be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Tell us about the weather. And I tell you, yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to have to let Brittany know about this. I went to Stratford. I had a high school softball broadcast with the Newman Cardinals here on 98.9 WXCO. And the temperature was 45 degrees, which, you know, it's chilly, but it's not horrible. The problem was we had wind gusts 35 to 40 miles per hour. And the consistent winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, but those gusts as well. And a couple of times during the broadcast, those gusts would hit and it would tip my computer right over, knock me off the air for a moment as I had to get the wires back in. And finally, I had to get, you know, put my hand on the computer while I was broadcasting and try to make sure that the computer would not tip over. But the wind chill factor, I was looking at it at game time, 45 degrees was the air temperature, but the wind chill factor was 26. It was just a blustery, cold day. It was not easy for the players. It was not easy for the fans. It was not easy for me. So we need some definite spring weather. I'm going to find out from Brittany Merlot, when is that spring weather going to finally come and get into central Wisconsin and give us a feel for what it should be this time of year. So we'll talk about the weather coming up with Brittany at 8:21 this morning. So that is coming up. And then, of course, in our final segment at 9:51, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays going on, some of the special events being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we will do our number of the day quiz. And what we do is we give our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh, three choices, one of which is our number for the day, based on some sort of category, some sort of question. It's not just a number out of thin air. But one is correct, two are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get 33% right by just guessing. But he's been better than that recently. In fact, he's been on a red-hot run. He's like the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks won 8 in a row to wrap up their regular season. Ian Welsh is on a winning streak of 6 in a row because last week, for the first time ever, he had a perfect week.
Yes,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we had our number of the day quiz, and every single day last week, Ian got it right. And I'm thinking, well, he's probably going to start off the new week. Got to end that streak yesterday. And we had a question based on the 160th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
Right.
He was shot 160 years ago yesterday. Mm. And the question involved, the number for the day, involved the person that was a witness at the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. to the assassination of the president. What year did the final witness pass away? Because there was a 5-year-old child that had come to see the show that night at the Ford's Theater.
Yep.
And he lived to be into his 90s. So he lived into the 1950s. I think it was 1956, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
Because I gave Ian three choices, and one was 1916, one was 1936, and one was 1956. And I didn't think you would get that one. I thought you'd probably go with like 36 or something like that.
But I wasn't sure about it either.
But he figured it out. And he got it right, so he's 1-for-1 so far this week. So we'll see if he can continue this red-hot stretch coming up at about 9:55, 9:56 this morning. But you hear the voice, you hear the man. He is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Was yesterday your first rehearsal for the new show?
Last night was the first official rehearsal for Anastasia.
And that is, as you said yesterday, it's a rather quick process because the show actually opens before the end of May. And right now we're already right in the middle of April. So that's basically a pretty tight rehearsal schedule, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's only, 6 weeks. But, you know, we have a lot to do in a short amount of time. But, you know, honestly, just last night's rehearsal and getting back into it and, you know, seeing a lot of my old friends and meeting a lot of new people as well. And we had quite a few people I did not know as a part of this show, which for me is just a really awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to see, you know, new people getting involved in theater. And everybody was having a lot of fun last night. You know, it was the first blocking rehearsal, so we were getting a feel for our characters. And one of the biggest scenes of the show that actually has the most amount of people on stage at one time, and just the starting off and just getting into character, it just it made me feel right at home.
It's been a while, actually, since you were in the show, right? I mean, you've had a little time away from it. Have you had it? So this will be your first production of 2025, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was your last show? What was the last one that you did? It all runs together now, huh?
Let's see. I know it's been a while, but...
Was it the Center Stage show?
Well, there was a Center Stage show, and there was also that holiday, the Christmas one I was a part of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That probably... So, no, that's...
Man, it feels like forever ago, but that's...
Time just keeps on flying right on by, but no, that's exciting. And again, we've talked about this all the time. It's so fortunate for this area. We have so many great things about central Wisconsin. I mean, there's so many great outdoor activities. There's so many different ways that you can really enjoy the time, and you have the different seasons and have everything else going on. But I mean, just in the last few weeks, the amount of folks that we've had come through these doors to talk about theatrical productions, not from the Grand. I mean, obviously they have these incredible Broadway productions that are touring around the country, incredible talent themselves. But for the folks that actually live here to be able to have these opportunities to be on stage, and again, for the young people, I mean, we had shows with the Wausau West, Wausau East, and DC Everest all in the last 2 weeks. You had the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, the show you're talking about through the Wausau Community Theater, and then of course we'll be talking about this weekend show with the River and Woods Theater as well. But the opportunities, and again, I think that when we talk about a lot of the issues going on around here, it's about trying to make sure that Wausau and the community surrounding Wausau are wonderful places to live, that we Absolutely. Are able to bring in the folks to make sure that the tax base is as secure and solid as it can be. Mm-hmm. But it's even beyond that. It's about making sure that not only are the jobs good, not only are the government services good, not only are all those basic needs that people expect are done in a great way, but it's also about the leisure activities and about the opportunities throughout the area. And boy, there's I can't imagine too many areas that have many more opportunities when it comes to the arts than we have right here in central Wisconsin. So
absolutely, it's also a big year for WCT because they're celebrating this year their 90th anniversary.
Absolutely. So Man. Fantastic. So yeah, absolutely terrific. And hopefully it's a great experience again for you as you start the process yet again.
First rehearsal is always a fun one.
That certainly is. It's always, you start from the very scratch, and then Absolutely. You build it up to what we see ultimately when you open it up in late May.
That's right.
And of course, we will continue to get updated on what you're up to over the next 6 weeks or so. Coming up next, we will find out about the weather. Yep, we're mid-April, but boy, we are not feeling a lot like spring right now. We're going to find out what's happening with the weather with Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, coming up next. The time is 8:19, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Again, the construction has begun. Part of Washington Street between North 3rd Street and North 2nd Street right now is closed down, so be aware. But again, it limits to a certain extent some of the parking here in downtown. But the parking in the old Wausau Center Mall, JCPenney ramp, where I park every day, where I pay every day because I pay for the whole year. Well, now it's free for a while. But no, that's great. That's actually fantastic. So if you are somebody that is coming to downtown Wausau and needs a place to park, there is plenty of room in that ramp. So just park in that old JCPenney ramp, old Wausau Center Mall ramp here downtown. It is free during the course of the next few months when the construction is going on. So, again, just be aware if you're heading downtown that some of the road construction has begun as the continuing growth here downtown continues. But weather-wise, again, chilly, windy. Boy, yesterday was windy. Is it going to stay that windy today? Because I was nearly blown away in Stratford as I did my broadcast. But the person that has all the answers is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. First things first, I think if construction has started, then it's spring, right?
That is right. Right. You're right. That's actually, you know, there are what is there? Some people say there's only two seasons. Yeah. Road construction season and then the rest of the year.
Yeah. So we're here. We made it. It's official.
I got a bone to pick here because I tell you, it is mid-April. And yesterday I went to broadcast a high school softball game yesterday afternoon. And it was so windy. It was so cold. It was like, I mean, it was awful. It was 45 degrees at game time, which ain't terrible. I mean, we've had worse. But that wind, it was gusting upwards, I think, of close to 40 miles per hour. I mean, it was just constant, too. And a couple of times, my computer tipped over because of the wind. I mean, it's not a light little thing. It just flew off my table. And finally, I had to put my hand on it the rest of the time while I was broadcasting to make sure it wouldn't fly away. I mean, it was crazy yesterday afternoon.
Yes, it was. I did not put my hair in a ponytail. I've got long hair. And it was in knots yesterday just from going to the grocery store. Trying to push the cart back to my car was a struggle. Even trying to drive a high-profile vehicle, it was being blown around through lanes like a kite. So I'm glad that they're starting to calm down, but they're still a bit feisty today. They're still going to gust around 30 to 35 miles per hour, just a touch less than yesterday. But like you said, it was a little brutal. Like, our highs were in the mid-40s, but those winds are making it feel more like 30 degrees for our highs.
It was actually 26 wind chill at game time yet, because I checked my phone and I said, what is the wind chill? He said 26 degrees. And it was like, I'm outside right in the midst of that wind blowing right through me. And I got another game this afternoon. So you're going to tell me, layer up, right? Layer up. Make sure.
Yes. Layer up. You have that windbreaker outer layer, of course. You know, the winds are still going today. Right now, it's 35 degrees outside. It feels like 26 with that wind chill. We are going to gradually, ever so slowly, become sunny today. So that might help it feel a little bit better this afternoon and evening. Highs will go back to those mid-40s. So same story as yesterday. Winds will calm tonight. The skies will completely clear tonight. So then we crash below freezing to the mid-20s early tomorrow morning with a high-pressure system in place. It's going to be a sunny, calm day tomorrow with warmer high temperatures, and we're going to go to those mid-50s. So tomorrow's going to feel a world of difference with the winds calm, sunshine out, mid-50s. And then for Thursday, we start the day off with a lot of sunshine, clouds increase, and we've got chances of showers and storms moving through Thursday afternoon into the evening. But those high temperatures in the low 60s on Thursday and Friday, even though it's going to be on the wet side of things, we do have a chance for more storms Friday evening as the cold front moves through. And I know people are like, oh, cold front right before the weekend? What? Well, it's not going to be too bad. And what it's going to do is bring us a ton of sunshine on Saturday, highs in the mid-50s for Saturday, and we hang on to those mid-50s for Sunday as well. But Sunday, rain rolls in at night and into our Monday as well.
Well,
it's spring, right?
Yeah, but for the most part, it looks like the holiday weekend will be a pretty good one.
Yes, overall, comfortable, bright, beautiful. Just not until Sunday evening is when the rain starts. So egg hunts will go on. Everything will be fantastic. Your travel to and from family will be fine.
All right. Great that we just have to get through today with the cooler temperatures and we'll start to feel a little bit more like spring. I can suck it up for one more day. I think we can do that.
And yes,
continue.
I was going to say one more thing today. No burning. Don't burn your debris from your yard if you cleaned it up over the weekend, stuff like that. Too many people didn't look at the fire danger, and we started 68 wildfires across Wisconsin over the weekend, and yesterday it burned 135 acres. Mm. So be careful. The winds, the grass isn't green yet. The vegetation is still dead. Don't burn your debris. Hold off.
Great advice. Absolutely. So, real quickly, the detailed forecast here for the next couple of days.
Yeah, gradually becoming sunny throughout this afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s. It'll be beautiful tomorrow. Calm, highs in the mid-50s. Then we cap the low 60s for Thursday and Friday with rain rolling in Thursday night into our Friday. Some thunderstorms are possible. They don't look severe. And then we calm things down and clear out with beautiful sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the mid-50s.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to make sure to be bundled again today, but boy, yes. It sounds like there's some better news on the horizon. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, thanks again for the info. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye.
That's Brittany Merlot again. Joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 right here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, again, overcast skies, 36 degrees, northwest winds at 12 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour, so that wind chill factor is 28. The dew point is 28. The relative humidity is 73%, barometer at 29.86 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, it is an information update. We'll give you the news, weather, and sports plus entertainment, and then back with more. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO channel of YouTube. You can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Quick reminder that coming up this afternoon, we will have high school baseball. The Marathon High School baseball team will take on the Edgar Wildcats in a Merrowood Conference South Division matchup. I will be in Edgar for that one, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. That's Marathon High School baseball against Edgar today at 4:35 right here on 98.9. WXCO and online. Her destination unknown. Well, the destination, I guess, was known by the Blue Origin crew that went up to space yesterday. Did you hear about that by any chance? A bunch of celebrities and fiancé of Jeff Bezos.
A little bit about that, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Blue Origin rocket. And Blue Origin, of course, is the Jeff Bezos-owned company. He had formed this company, one of the many companies that Jeff Bezos is owning these days, about 20, 25 years ago. And yesterday, and this had been in the news for a while, a group of women, an all-women group, went up on a Blue Origin flight for just over 10 minutes. It included CBS This Morning co-host Gayle King,
yeah,
the singer, Katy Perry, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, and three other women as well. Hmm. But it was the first time an all-female crew had been to space since 1963. I don't know if you call them a crew, but because they just sort of went up and they went down. Because apparently this new Blue Origin rocket ship does not need a pilot. But the flight on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket lasted 10 minutes and 21 seconds. It took off from Blue Origin's launch site 1 in West Texas, which is about 100 miles southeast of El Paso. After the flight, Ms. King exited the crew capsule and said, "I would just like to have a moment with the ground before kneeling." Ms. King had spoken before the launch about being afraid of the trip. She said, "I stepped out of my comfort zone in a way that I never thought was possible for me. And now that I've done it, I really do feel I can take on anything, anything." Apparently, when the rocket ship was up into space, Katy Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" during the flight. But there's been some criticism of this. And I think some rightful criticism, because what's the point other than having a bunch of rich people be able to go up into space for 10 minutes and come down? How much does this cost? $1 billion? I have no idea what it cost. But it was, again, the big story. And
it was only for 10 minutes.
I found that every hour yesterday, because we are a CBS News affiliate here on WXCO, that we would have the top of the hour news and it would be, "Oh, Gayle King of CBS Mornings is going up on a Blue Origin flight. Oh, Gayle King went up and she went back down. Oh, what a show." I mean, even yesterday, before the launch, CBS Mornings basically dedicated a large portion of its broadcast because there's nothing else going on in the world, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but a large portion of the broadcast to what they were titled, "Gayle Goes to Space." Between the show's typical morning news updates, there was footage from Texas and interviews with people who'd been to space, including the Blue Origin flights. And there's been criticisms not only to about the cost involved and what the whole purpose is, but it's basically a paid advertisement for Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jeff Bezos has been criticized recently for his kneeling down to Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos gave a large amount of money to the Donald Trump Inauguration Committee. Jeff Bezos and his Amazon company has given $40 million to the wife of the President of the United States, Melania Trump, for some sort of documentary or something behind the scenes with Melania at the White House, $40 million. And basically, it's not because they expect to get all that back. It's basically a bribe for better relationships with Donald Trump. And then he's been changing the Washington Post to be softer towards MAGA and Donald Trump. In fact, he's changed the entirety of the opinion section at the Washington Post to not be as tough on Donald Trump. It's just craziness. And now the idea of having this flight that becomes a paid advertisement for Jeff Bezos is kind of ridiculous. One of the folks that was co-hosting in place of Gayle King on Friday on CBS Mornings, I'll give credit, asked Gayle King if she was concerned that the flight was an advertisement for Jeff Bezos.
Good question.
The host, Vladimir Duthiers, noted that Mr. Bezos has been under scrutiny because of business practices at Amazon. That's one thing I didn't even mention. There's been some real nasty stories about how Jeff Bezos has been running Amazon, both in terms of the business and the workers itself. And also, again, his ownership of the Washington Post that has been going softer and softer on Trump. Warehouse workers and delivery drivers for Amazon have complained about unsafe working conditions. In 2023, the Federal Trade Commission in 17 states sued Amazon, accusing it of protecting a monopoly over online retail. And at the Washington Post, there have been a wave of resignations in recent months amid concerns about leadership, including Mr. Bezos' decision to reorient the newspaper's opinion section to advocate, quote, personal liberties and free markets. So what did Gail King say? That because, I mean, frankly, it has been, I mean, for CBS to run this as a paid, an unpaid advertisement for Jeff Bezos over the last number of weeks, and including, you know, yesterday during the flight itself, King said, listen, it is troubling to me too. There have been some questions and decisions that he's made that I've actually gone, huh? But I think in this particular case, King continued, this is so much bigger than one man in one company. I've chosen to separate the two. Why is this big? I don't understand why this is important in any way. So a bunch of rich people can book a flight on a spaceship, go up for 10 minutes, come back down, and say, wow, that was incredible. I would like to know who paid for this trip. Did CBS pay for this trip for Gail King? I don't know. I have not been able to find out who's paying for this trip. I mean, this is just another fantasy gambit for Jeff Bezos. I mean, the man is so rich. He has spent billions with a B, billions of dollars on this Blue Origin project. And he has spoken about how he envisions a future where humans live in colonies in space. I would say, Mr. Bezos, why don't we concern ourselves in making the folks that live here on Earth's lives a little bit better? How about treating your workers a little bit better so they can live better lives here on Earth?
I agree.
So,
see, I would argue the whole thing was just a big publicity stunt.
It makes him look better. But the thing about it is, there are a bunch of celebrities on this flight. There are some celebrities that have come out and said, what's going on here? In fact, Olivia Munn was a co-host on the Today Show last week. Mm-hmm. And the word that she used, I thought, was very apropos. Gluttonous. Gluttonous. And I think that was actually the right word to put, because ultimately, how is this making our world a better place? It's just a bunch of rich people being able to spend a lot of money, go up into space, and get another, you know, get another advantage that they get over the rest of us. So,
I mean, it's not like every person is going to be able to do this. It's only for the people that have a certain amount of money, because, you know, a common person like you or me could probably never afford to do something like that. And
we're lucky to take a vacation once a year.
Seriously.
And not go up on a flight to space for whatever amount.
We have to save up our money for things that actually, you know, help people, like, you know, saving up for a house or a car, or providing for families, or trying to get a new job. Like, you know, those things actually help our communities. Like,
and who's going up in these space colonies that Jeff Bezos talks about? I mean, probably the rich people again. I mean, again, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on this planet, and Jeff Bezos is worried about space colonies. I mean, give me a break. And Olivia Munn, again, I thought was very solid in what she was saying and talking about this being a bit gluttonous. She says, I know this is not the cool thing to say, but there are so many other things that are so important in the world right now. What are you guys going to do up in space?
Thank you. That's exactly the right thing to say.
What are you going to do up? But Lauren Sanchez, who is the fiance of Jeff Bezos, who is one of the women on this flight, and they're pushing back. King said, anybody that's criticizing it doesn't really understand what is happening here. We can all speak to the response we're getting from young women and young girls about what this represents. Okay, Gail, please. And Sanchez noted that the critics really got her fired up. I would love to have them come to Blue Origin and see the thousands of employees that don't just work here, but they put their heart and soul into this vehicle. They love their work and they love the mission, and it's a big deal for them. Well, I'm glad that Jeff Bezos' workers at Blue Origin are happy. How about, Lauren, go over and visit those Amazon workers that are being treated poorly by your fiancé and husband-to-be?
See what they have to deal with on a daily basis.
So Sanchez says, so when we hear comments like that, I just say, trust me, come with me. I'll show you what this is about. And it's really eye-opening. Lauren, are you saying if I come over there, you'll send me up on a rocket with you too? Let us all go up there, not just your rich celebrity friends, huh? Let's have it be for anybody who wants to go up there. Amy Schumer, the comedian, playfully mocked the mission on Instagram, posting a video detailing that she was a last-minute addition to the adventure. She said, guys, last second they added me to space, and I'm going to space. She was holding a Black Panther toy. She says, I'm bringing this thing. It has no meaning to me, but it was in my bag, and I was on the subway, and I got the text, and they were like, do you want to go to space? So I'm going to space. She was just joking. Again, it's just...
yeah.
Again, I just...
The whole thing just seems... unnecessary.
You know what it says to me as well?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, again, all these rich people that have all this money to spend on campaign spots where it doesn't affect their lives one bit. They can spend millions and millions of dollars.
Dropping a bucket.
And it won't affect their lives. And it's the same thing with this. These folks can spend all this money on their little space jaunt. Doesn't affect them one bit. Again, the joys of, I would call, sickening richness.
Yeah. I agree.
The time is 8:49. Gonna have a sports update coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Well, I have seen you stung
by poisonous fly. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page at YouTube. Time is 8:52. Sports-wise, a rough one for the Milwaukee Brewers last night. They fell behind big early, never able to recover. They fell to the Detroit Tigers by a score of 9-1 at American Family Field. Start of a three-game series. Brewers returned home after a road trip, and they look to be a little jet-lagged, and it's been an up-and-down start for the crew. They had lost their first four games in a row, then they won 8 of 10. Now they've lost three in a row, so they are now 8-9 on the season, and they'll take on Detroit again later on this evening. Milwaukee Bucks are continuing preparation as they are off until Saturday. They will tip things off in the first round of the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs, taking on the Indiana Pacers. Indiana, the number 4 seed in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks number 5. Games 1 and 2 will be played in Indianapolis starting at 12 noon on Saturday with game number 1 in the best of 7 series.
Is Giannis going to play?
Of course he's going to play. Well, nice. I shouldn't say of course because he's actually not played that much in the playoffs recently. But yes, Giannis is ready to roll.
And yay, that's, Giannis!
Yep, need Giannis out there, and hopefully. And I haven't really heard any updates on Damian Lillard whether or not he's going to be prepared. He's been out for a while with that blood clot.
But that's
a big loss for the Bucks if he's not able to go. So we'll wait and see. Again, they get a little time to rest up and get ready for the big push and the NBA playoffs starting on Saturday. High school baseball yesterday. Mosinee in the Great Northern Conference defeated Antigo by a score of 12-2. Also yesterday, it was Marathon in a non-conference game beating Greenwood 12-4. We'll have Marathon baseball today, as I said earlier. Marathon at Edgar today at 4:35 for the pregame, 4:45 for the first pitch, right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. Also yesterday, a rough one for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, as Newman lost in high school baseball to Stratford 26-0. It was Marshfield getting past Medford by a score of 12-7. Also, Athens fell to Nakusa in baseball 5-3. Winterberg-Burnhamwood edged Bondiwell 3-1. In the Merriwood South, Auburndale over Wisconsin Rapids Assumption by a score of 13-3. High school softball in a game that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO. The Newman Cardinals fell to Stratford by a score of 15-0. Also in softball, Wausau East lost a non-conference game to Eau Claire North by a score of 12-4. It was Merrill falling to Medford 11-1. Athens lost to Nakusa 11-0. Stevens Point over Menasha 14-1. It was Winterberg-Burnhamwood losing a tight one to Bondiwell 8-7. Assumption over Auburndale by a score of 2-0. Rib Lake beat Spencer 16-6. And Regis over Colby Abbotsford in softball 14-11. Today, as I said, high school baseball, lots of high school baseball going on around the area. Of course, Marathon at Edgar right here on 98.9 WXCO. Wausau West has a non-conference game this afternoon taking on Tomahawk. Wisconsin Valley Conference action today. Wisconsin Rapids is at Wausau East. DC Everest travels to Marshfield, and Merrill visits Stevens Point. Newman Catholic in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. Back-to-back days against Stratford. They'll try to do better than yesterday. Again, that was a bit of a rough one for the Cards. Also in baseball, Auburndale is at Assumption as well in the Merriwood Conference South. Merriwood North, Rib Lake is at Athens. Also Abbotsford, Colby at Shawamigan. High school softball today, Wisconsin Valley Conference action as Wausau East at DC Everest. Stevens Point is hosting Merrill. Marshfield at Wisconsin Rapids. In the Great Northern, Mosinee is at Antigo. Also today in the Merriwood South, Marathon is at Edgar, Auburndale at Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, and Stratford at Newman Catholic. Merriwood North has Athens hosting Rib Lake. Also in softball today, Northern Lutheran is at Tri-County, and Winterberg-Burnhamwood is at Wyoega-Fremont. High school soccer, Wausau West hosting Eau Claire Memorial. Wausau East is at Lakeland. Wisconsin Rapids at Rhinelander. Stevens Point hosting Bayport. Merrill is at Crandon. Antigo hosting Phillips. So, again, I say it all the time. If you have an opportunity to pay a visit to a high school athletic event, the cost often is free. So I think if you just many of these games, no cost at all to be there, and you see a lot of great activity. If you're going today, however, you may want to bundle up. It may be a little bit nippy out there, but hey, the game should be continuing. I think it's going to be dry, so get out there and support your local high school student athletes and see some great action at a great price as well. And if you can't make it, tune in, because why do we do it again? Why do we do all this high school sports play-by-play coverage?
Because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. Coming up, an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment at the top and bottom of every hour. And then hour number two of the program, we'll have some guests joining us talking about 9 to 5, the musical that's being staged this weekend from River and Woods Theater Company. That and a whole bunch more coming up in hour number two. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.